One evening in early May 1994, Desiree Bursky got the tip-off that changed her life. The struggling fashion designer heard that Mandela would be visiting a synagogue near her home in Cape Town the next morning. He was about to be inaugurated as South Africa's first democratic president. Mandela was her hero. Bursky just had to see him.
The night before, I was so excited. I thought, okay, I need to definitely come up with some idea to give him as a gift. And because it was all short notice on my part, I didn't know about it ahead of time. I happened to have one long-sleeved shirt hanging in my cupboard.
Bursky had made the black shirt, embroidered with gold and cream fish patterns, a few months before. She wrapped it up and included her business card with a note to Mandela. The next morning, she made her way to the synagogue. Bursky asked some journalists there if she'd be able to get the present to Mandela. The reporters laughed at her.
And they looked at me like they said, come on, they're going to think there's a bomb in there. So I sheepishly went inside, clutching my precious cargo.
Inside the temple, Bursky listened in awe to Mandela's speech. Afterwards, she approached one of his bodyguards. She says she thrust her gift at him, asking him to give it to Mandela. The bodyguard took the package.
That was the end of that, and I thought, oh my goodness, that was my little dream come true. I'd seen the man, I'd got as close as anyone would ever be able to get in vision distance, and I left. I was as happy as the lark in the sky.
Bursky did not have much hope that her shirt would get to Mandela, but a few days later, she was at gym when a friend phoned her and excitedly told her to read that morning's newspaper.
I went and got the newspaper, and there it was on the right-hand page, this huge photograph of him wearing this beautiful shirt of mine. It just looked so incredible on him. It was like it was just meant to be. There he was, giving the world a huge big wave. And of course, it kind of hit me like a 2x4. I couldn't quite believe that this was real.
Mandela had worn Bursky's shirt to the dress rehearsal of his inauguration. Photos of him wearing it had been published around the world. People everywhere were asking, where did Mandela get that shirt?
So began my relationship to this incredible relationship, this incredible journey that I've had with Nelson Mandela as his shirt maker.
About a year into his presidency, Bursky met Mandela at his Cape Town residence.
It was a very surreal moment. I remember standing outside his office and he opened the door and there he was standing, greeted me, and the next thing I remember hugging him and holding him, and I was in tears.
She met with a legendary man she describes as superhuman for about half an hour.
I told him that, you know, I wanted to be of some kind of assistance to him, and he said, right, how would you like to make silk shirts for me?
Since then, Bursky's made Mandela more than 120 of them. He's worn them across the globe, including at meetings with world leaders and at the United Nations.
The ones that Mandela specifically wears are silk hand-painted shirts. And they are sort of brightly colored with geometrics and floral designs. He's probably got every single color in the rainbow as part of his collection of shirts that I've done for him.
Bursky's Madiba shirts became Mandela's signature dress style. The world's most famous freedom fighter did not like wearing suits and ties. Bursky thinks they reminded Mandela too much of prison, where inmates all wore the same uniforms.
There was a time when he told me, this was quite cute, that he told me he received a phone call from Giorgio Armani, who was quite upset with him that he hadn't been using the suit that he'd sent him.
Bursky says her soft, loose, bright-colored silk shirts are completely different to hard and drab prison outfits. She's also convinced that by wearing her shirts, Mandela was emphasizing that he was no longer locked up and that he was an individual with a very specific alternative style.
I think the silk shirts and the shirts in general gave him a sense of freedom, a sense of expression.
Nelson Mandela will be revered for his extraordinary qualities as a human being, and Desiree Bursky will go down in South African history as the woman who created his famously distinctive, eccentric shirts. For VOA, Aaron Taylor in Johannesburg.